mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live here on this 16th day of April 2014 on this Wednesday Worldwide Edition. We are going to open the phones up today on a whole bunch of subjects, and then William F. Jasper will be joining us for about 45 minutes in the second hour to talk about the waterfront, global governance, the move towards UN and corporate rule, the different global partnerships that are merging the different planetary agreements together into one world government. The editor of the New American Magazine is going to be joining us coming up. And as I said, we'll have open phones later in this hour and in the third hour today. There's a very interesting article up on DrudgeReport.com. Shock, 86 million workers sustain 148 million benefit takers. That's right. Does that sound like a free or fair society where 86 million people work to sustain 148 million benefit takers, government benefit takers? That's not women and children that are being sustained by the man working. No, no, no. They got rid of men being the head of the household a long time ago. The state is now the head. And then it takes the money and hands it out to anyone who will vote to take guns, anyone that will vote for open borders, anyone that will vote to break down the society. This is the nanny state. It's backed up by a giant paramilitary armor vehicle, machine gun wielding force that trains 24/7 to take on the American people. There's another story right underneath it up on DrudgeReport.com. Report, FBI visiting gun shops to investigate people talking about big government. If you see some Middle Eastern guy come in, you don't have to be so worried about that, close quote, and we have the latest FBI flyer. And that's what they said officially last year. They're not worried about Middle Eastern radical Islam threats. In fact, the government's openly funding Al-Qaeda now. No, no, no. It's all domestic, libertarian, veteran gun owners. And you see, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy where the system gears up, arms up, and then comes after the American people, knowing a confrontation will start somewhere. Who knows which side will be in the wrong. And then the war starts, the Civil War. Everything I do is to try to stop that Civil War. Every day, I harp on it perpetually. But you've got Media Matters, you've got CNN, MSNBC, and Glenn Beck constantly saying that I want violence and that I am trying to call for a violent revolution when I'm calling for an intellectual revolution, a cultural revolution to counter their cultural revolution. But if you're being attacked wrongly, you have a right and a duty to protect yourself, and I'm on record always saying that. When the government creates free speech zones in the middle of the desert and beats people up and points guns at people, then you see a bunch of other citizens show up with guns saying, don't do that. The feds say we're going to shoot you. The people march forward with the guns at their sides. Only probably 20-30% were armed from the videos I've seen. Our reporters were there. Walking peacefully towards the feds, past them, trumping their bluff. It's a giant victory. And it really shows why we have the Second Amendment for peace. In fact, what's the motto of the U.S. Army? Strength through superior firepower. Peace through superior firepower. Peace through superior firepower. And that's why the people have the guns as the trump for what we see now happening. Let's get that straight. We're going to come back and look at the frame-up of the Tea Party straight ahead, honchoed by you-know-who.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? 9-year mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
We will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
9-year mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
Hi, I'm Larry Ruff, president of 9-Year Mortgage. This is unlike anything you've ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD and learn how you can eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now, 800-286-5273.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD, 800-286-5273, 800-286-5273.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Then, of course, we have the Sunday transmission. We'll have a taped original transmission for you, but I'm going to tape the show for this Sunday because it's Easter, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. But I'm going to cover some important topics there as well. Obviously, the situation with Russia and Ukraine is deteriorating. The stock market is deteriorating. The derivatives overhang of 1.5 quadrillion, that's hard to even say that number, 1,500 trillion, is completely untenable. We're going to be going over all of that today. William F. Jasper of the New American Magazine is going to be joining us to talk about the UN takeover, Bill Clinton's executive order to hand over much of the U.S. as collateral to the UN, and how that ties into UNESCO and the situation with the Bundy Ranch, and a lot more. That's all coming up. And at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into this stunning report at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's also in the middle column of DrudgeReport.com. FBI visiting gun shops to investigate people talking about big government. And then we have one of the flyers that was handed out. I know this report to be accurate because Brandon Tuberville is an excellent investigative journalist. We carry his work almost every day at InfoWars, and it's all turned out to be accurate in the past. But I already know all this. I mean, I've already seen the training manuals. We published them. it's been in the news that they're trying to take on the Tea Party, and that's now West Point's main training mission. And it's been in AP and Reuters and everywhere else that, you know, now we're not worried about Al-Qaeda or Muslim radicals. We're worried about domestic groups, returning veterans, gun owners who want to have a war. And again, this is a self-fulfilling prophecy where the system's trying to start this civil war that you hear me harp on constantly. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour because it dovetails with everything I'm about to cover right now. Everyone knows that I have dedicated myself really in the last 19 years, but particularly the last two, to not infight. If I agree with 90% of what somebody stands for and does, even if they attack me, I will not fight back. I will expose the big central banks that fund socialism at the grassroots, exempt themselves from the socialism. That's fascism on top of it. It's really a form of crony, monopolistic capitalism, and it's the scourge of civilization, the scourge of productivity, the scourge of freedom, of innovation. Everyone knows that I have done my best to try to promote anyone and everyone that's doing good work. We're a broadcast like no other where you see other radio talk show hosts, other filmmakers, other talk show hosts that even have shows directly up against me. I don't even care because I want to try to take our understanding of the globalist paradigm and share that with everyone so that there's a mass awakening. I want to beat the New World Order. That's my goal. Glenn Beck said, and we played the clips, that Ron Paul, with his money bomb, was planning to blow things up. He said that 7 years ago. And we have that on tape. And then he said it again a few years later. And I played the clip. I'm not going to go over it again. But it was when he was on CNN. He knew the public didn't know what money bomb meant. And he said they're trying to get money to blow things up, a bomb. Like Guy Fawkes, it's very dangerous. We need the army to go after these Ron Paul supporters. Of course, you know what a money bomb is today. Everybody does because it became so popular and lots of groups call it that. He's a master of lying to his audience. And that's why he's getting sued. And I want to believe he's a good guy because he does a lot of good work. But he knows the FEMA camps are real, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, and the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, and they don't call it a FEMA camp. Of course, he went searching for FEMA camps and didn't find them and went and found a fake internet one that I even predicted he would go show. I mean, I just know how these people work. And still, I got upset about that. I got upset about all the rest of it, and I've just left it alone. But when somebody with 15 million listeners over the week and with all the rest of it sits there, and day in, day out, week in, week out, frames what we stand for on this show, lies about us. It's very, very frustrating. And frames what's going on with the Bundys and lies and says there's no Harry Reid connection to this and there's no Chinese connection. I mean, we have the BLM documents from last year where they said we've got to get Bundy off the property for the easement, for the solar panels. You have to take it off use under UN rules and then make the other, biosphere area on use. It's an environmental easement where we'll let you build on this, but you've got to buy acreage over here and put it in trust. It's in the document. It's in the story breaking. Senator Harry Reid behind BLM land grab of Bundy Ranch. And they've now had Breitbart come out, and I'm going to debunk this, with Brandon Darby. How many people know that Brandon Darby's an admitted FBI asset who works for the Federal Bureau of Investigation? You just look his name up. This is an FBI operative. They have the FBI writing articles saying we're full of prunes, to quote Dan Rather. No, we're not. So I love how we got Breitbart and Glenn Beck running around saying we're full of it on that. And if, there it is, Wikipedia, Brandon Darby's an American informant for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And that'd be fine if you're somebody like, the folks we've had on that exposed the Weathermen and people like that. My only issue is you should disclose that in the headline. FBI asset says Alex Jones is full of baloney. And then you're wrong, and you show part of the solar farm complex that's 129 miles long and go, look, over here, solar panels, 100 miles from Bundy. Man, that's a really bad game to play. So, you know, it's just like, oh, the government's not buying bullets, they're not buying armored vehicles, but you see the armored vehicles, the black uniforms, the helicopters, and they go, Alex is wrong. Only 150 million bullets were bought, AP. Yeah, in one purchase, you add them up, it was 2.6 billion last time I counted them up. They play these games with you. And I understand that Glenn Beck says he's been threatened and he's scared and he's got all these former FBI guys that protect him and all the rest of it. Whatever, okay? He goes out on the street and has like 30 bodyguards with him. Literally. I go out on the street, nobody's with me. Because I'm not living in fear. They're going to set me up, they're going to kill me. It's in God's hands. So there's the difference. I don't even think Glenn Beck's a bad guy. I think he's scared to death watching him. Now, why am I getting into Glenn Beck right now? Well, I mean, I have to at this point. I mean, because this endangers me and my family to be framed like this. We're going to play the clips coming up. I started getting calls last week about this, and I just ignored it, didn't even look it up. And then Watson called me last night. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning his time, and he says, you got to watch this stuff. And I said, listen, I'm going exercising, and I'm going canoeing this afternoon, and I'm just not going to go watch it. And this morning he called me, and he said, look at it, at like 7 a.m., so I went and looked at it. He goes, you got to respond. And I mean, there's hours of it off and on. I can't watch it all. I don't have time for this. But it's basically, there's a group wants to have violence and war with the federal government and kill everybody. And that's Alex Jones. And you don't want to be with his group. And you want to be with the group, you know, not with the group that's with the government, but the group in the middle. That's me. And he goes on to say, that's where God's at. And that's where Martin Luther King's at. And that the Constitution's not God. God is in the middle, pointing at himself with neuro-linguistic programming. He's saying, I'm God. I mean, it's literal Jim Jones type stuff. When you know psych warfare techniques. My psych warfare technique is just to be straight up and no holds barred, tell the truth. That's the original psych warfare technique, is just tell the truth. But I'm watching, and he's like, you don't want to be on the Alex Jones side that wants violence and killing. You want to be on the government side, as he's pointing to the other side. You want to be on the side with God, and he's pointing at himself. And everyone's sitting around him like he's a cult leader in this video. I mean, it's just freaky, man. Freaky, freaky. That's what I've been told by folks that really know Glenn Beck. They go, listen, Glenn Beck's not a government agent. This guy thinks he's God. I've been told that by four different people that know Glenn Beck well. They go, listen, you give him the wrong pin when he's at work. When he asks for a pen, you're fired on the spot. And they all sit there looking at him worshipfully, and he's wearing this weird, bright, striped Judge Smales-type yuppie outfit, and his hair's all fake blonde now, and he's all, I mean, it's freaking weird, man. I mean, I it's literally like those Eastern yogi cult guys you see on the cable channels for the Californian people. I mean, it is just freaky, and he's saying, I want violence. When anyone that listens to this show knows it's the opposite, I am working around the clock to stop a civil war and have said I don't want any offensive actions. And I've been criticized by some of the militia groups for not being, quote, hardcore enough. And that's on record. So, I mean, come on, Glenn. You're really getting into bad territory here. And if anything happens to me or something, you're going to be very liable. And I don't want to come after you financially and all that. I know it's a buck barrel of snakes. I don't have anything against you, Glenn. Glenn Beck, the prophet, God is giving me a plan. See, there's the headline. I mean, it's just insane. And again, God can give us all the plan, the Constitution, Bill of Rights. We can be inspired by God. But no, it's all him, he. And then he lies. That's not a godly spirit about everybody that he's in competition with. Glenn, I'm not in competition with you. I've been more worldly in the past. God put it on my heart. I just felt moved to try to forgive everybody that's attacked me, and I forgive you. Okay, but I have to do this now. I'm going to have to get all the clips of you saying that Ron Paul, the money bomb, blow stuff up, and use the army against Ron Paul supporters, and that's it. I'm going to put out the Glenn Beck deception. I got to put out the Obama deception, too. And I've just got so much to do. It's just Glenn Beck, though. I have to show he's lying about me. He's telling his audience on talk radio stations across the country, many of which carry my show so they know he's lying, that I want people to have a civil war That is the last thing I want. And he knows full well he's a liar. And they obviously got marching orders from somebody.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Attention gun owners, it's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds, is civilian legal in all 50 states, is 100% made in the USA, is veteran owned, and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit MyCreditCardKnife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com, MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com. And for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Alex Jones here, back live. The main point that has to be made here up front is this is bigger than Alex Jones, it's bigger than Clive Bundy, it's bigger than any of us individually. The demonization of citizens armed in public is the way they're going to ban weapons in this country. And the fact that people showed up with guns after the feds created free speech zones, attacked men and women, tasered people for no reason, threatened people, shot a young man on a bicycle who, quote, didn't stop quick enough on his 10-speed nearby a few weeks ago. The public is sick of having feds out of their jurisdiction occupying the society. And there is now an attack by the neocon branch of things against the Constitution, against Paul Revere, against George Washington, against Americana, against the idea of the people being a check and balance against a tyrannical takeover. It's that simple. But it's peace through superior firepower, to quote an army adage. Peace through superior firepower. In fact, guys, you pull up the exact quote. I believe that's the army slogan. That's also known as the U.S. Motto. Peace through superior firepower. That's the whole idea. Is that, oh, you want to rough people up and beat them up if they have a sign on the side of the street? That's Tiananmen Square. That's un-American. We're going to show up with our guns, and if you want to shoot us, you'll be the person that shoots first, shot heard around the world. Now, I don't even particularly want that to happen. In fact, I don't want a civil war to kick off in this country. But the globalists are going to keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing until they have the confrontation on their time at their place so that they can start the Homeland Security war on domestic groups, which they admit is their new main focus. And so a lot of people are going to get politically intimidated by that. They're going to roll over and say, okay, we'll do whatever you want. Federal court rules that Catholic churches got to pay for abortions, do it. They passed laws saying vaccinations are mandatory, got to do it. They passed laws banning homeschooling in Ohio, got to do it. They want to have national conscription, got to do it. Got to have a national police force, got to do it. I mean, this is all happening. There's no doubt. And so we say, hey, you know, go out there, show support. We didn't even say go out there armed. And we got criticized for not pushing the whole armed angle. It doesn't matter. Just say that Alex Jones, you know, is the side that wants violence. And Glenn Beck on his TV show and radio show goes on for hours now, saying there's the groups that want violence, there's the groups that want to kill, there's the groups that want to shoot the feds. And then he'll say, that's the Alex Jones group. You don't want to be part of it or the federal group. You want to be with God in the middle, which is lukewarm, so God spits you out of his mouth. And it's not violent to say we have guns if things get really bad, we'll defend ourselves. It's not violent to say if they're taking people to re-education centers, the Democrats are calling for openly, that people wouldn't have a right to defend themselves. I mean, that's what we've gotten to in this country, that Mark Dyson go out on the street and talk to 10 people in L.A. and 9 of them say, put all gun owners in forced labor camps. I mean, this is how crazy this has gotten. They're calling for arresting people that don't believe in man-made global warming. And then the response is to say that I'm calling for violence when everyone knows we're the opposite of that. And we've explained that the system wants the feds to get in a posture that's so aggressive that it then elicits some type of response and the civil war kicks off. I'm trying to stop that civil war from kicking off, but the feds have to back off to do that and not let the globalist above them orchestrate us into this fight. Just like the James Bond clip we play all the time of the Siamese fighting fish. I want to get that queued up. So when we come back, I'm going to play these clips in order. I'm going to play Glenn Beck from his TV show saying by name, you know, Alex Jones, and then today more of it. And then they got Breitbart, who has a lot of great articles and a lot of really truthful stuff. So I'm not saying the whole organization is bad, but they have an FBI informant, Brandon Darby, saying we're making it up that there was ever a plan for the Chinese and Rory Reed and all the rest of them. And they just show you a giant map of the state, and it's a 129, 130-mile long deal, and just show you another end of it. And say, see, this is the other side of the state, playing on ignorance. We have the BLM documents from the BLM website. Then they took them down. Then they got them taken off Google Cache. We have all the proof of that, and the documents got saved on Scrib.org and all the other sites. I mean, it's a fact, folks. It's a fact that the Chinese are involved with the BLM all over the country buying up land. We've had Jerome Corsi roll that daily on. This is all over AP Reuters. I mean, this is a fact going on. And then they just say, oh, no, it's a conspiracy theory, so that we can't ever come together. Because if it comes out, the Chinese government, the communists, Harry Reid are involved, politically, they're going to lose everything. So they have to say, oh, it isn't real, and who's defending them? Glenn Beck, Breitbart, Media Matters, MSNBC, CNN. I mean, boy, that shows you who the establishment is.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, my family on both sides came over on the Mayflower. My family was involved deeply in the revolution in 1776. My family on both sides started the Texas Revolution right at the core, Washington on the Brazos. I am an American. I'm as American as it gets. And I care about this country. And I've been on the air 19 years back when other people were shock jocks attacking the other morning radio host and telling him that they were glad that they had a miscarriage. I got involved in media to fight for the Second Amendment. I got involved grassroots on Access Television to try to stop Agenda 21, UN takeover of the national parks. I made my first film in 1997. I've been physically attacked. I've been death threatened. I've been called deeply racist by MSNBC, showing no clip of me saying anything racist. And you know why? Because I create unity that beats in the heart of black and white and Hispanic and Asian and everyone who wants justice. We are the light in the dark of the night. We want freedom. And the system knows I'm genuine. And the system knows I have a heart of a lion. And then I'm not afraid of their corruption. I'm not afraid of death. I'm not afraid of being shut up. I'm not afraid of being destroyed. And so they send out their liars, the George Soros Media Matters and all of its front groups, MSNBC, CNN, Nightline, BBC, all of them attacking me every week. And why do they do that? Call me crazy, call me dangerous, call me scary. And I guess freedom is scary. I guess it is scary to see someone who doesn't care about political correctness or doesn't care about threats and doesn't care about being demonized. Because I know I'm right. And I'll tell you what really scares the system is that we continue to win. We continue to put the talking points of truth out and decompartmentalize the public so they can see the big picture and understand. Because they know the average person in the government's good. They know the average person on the street's good. They're just compartmentalized as well. And they're scared, ladies and gentlemen, because what we're saying is getting purchase. It's getting a toehold. And the truth is, you can't just get rid of Alex Jones now and have this signal stop. The White House has vowed to target alternative media. In public announcements in 2013, they vowed to infiltrate conservative and libertarian groups. Folks, I've been approached over the years by the system and told, you better sell out, you better join us, you know, you're going nowhere if you do this. And that's happened to other people in the media. And you need to understand something. When Media Matters and MSNBC and Glenn Beck come out and say that I'm calling for violence, when you listen every day and you don't hear one of my reporters, you don't hear one of my people calling for that, you know it's being done because we're reaching out to the FBI. We're reaching out to the CIA. We're reaching out to the system. I mean, you don't think the CIA and FBI don't know my family's been loyal to this country for almost 400 years before it was even a nation in 1620 or whatever it was? You don't think they don't know how much of my family is honorably served in special operations and secret operations around this planet? You don't think they don't know I'm real? They got my phones tapped, ladies and gentlemen. They track everything I do. They got psychologicals. They know. They know I'm real. That's why they're scared. Because one man stands up who's honorable. There's other honorable men and women out there that will resonate with that. And that's why they're scared of Clive and Bundy. That's why they're scared of the 1,000-plus people that honorably stood out there in the face of government tyranny. And that's why they want to demonize Alex Jones. Because if they can bring down that figurehead, they think they can bring you down. Well, I got news for them. There's no stopping resistance to tyranny. Just as Newtonian physics shows, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. And so the tyranny comes in, there's going to be a reaction. What you're seeing by Homeland Security 6 years ago when Obama got in is when they went this direction to move everything over to the Tea Party, gun owners, returning veterans. They're going to frame us for the Civil War. We have to get out front, not be intimidated, expose they're doing that, expose it for the 95% of the FBI and CIA and Defense Intelligence and the rest of the groups to decompartmentalize them so they understand the triple game going on here, that they want to play us off in a civil war against each other. But at the same time, if the feds fire on us, we've got to defend ourselves. That's peace. Peace through superior firepower, to quote, that's the Army slogan, correct? Peace through superior firepower. I'm going to look it up right now. Go to the old NSA database, and you type in peace through superior firepower. You guys find that for me? Because I know that's the slogan I've seen on the side of helicopters. Or just go tell the riders. It's a commonly used slogan. No, but I want to put the proper slogan on. I know I want to just put it on TV. I just want to put it on screen. I don't want to. I just want to put it on screen. Okay? Now, the issue here, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're supposed to just roll over in the ditch and be told, you go in these little free speech zones in a whole county, and you don't come out here with your guns, and you don't open carry. They're trying to ban guns. We have to open carry, or we lose the entire Second Amendment. The police chief says it's illegal to carry guns openly in San Antonio, even though the state law says you can open carry a rifle. So I went down there in civil disobedience with about 1,400 people and gave a speech in front of the Alamo. And then as soon as we left, anybody they found straggling with a rifle, they would arrest. But that'll all be beaten in court and is being beaten in court. Just like it was illegal to tell Rosa Parks she had to sit at the back of the bus. They may have had some state law saying she had to, but the law written on our hearts knew it was wrong to make her sit at the back of the bus because she was black. The government's got almost 90% of the land in Nevada. This guy was able to run his cattle on it before they claimed he had to pay grazing rights. The common law said he didn't have to do that. It's a commonly used U.S. Army slogan. Peace is superior firepower. But if you believed people like Glenn Beck, that's not the case. But I need to start getting to these clips right now. The point is, this is the most important point. The liberty movement and resistance and even speaking out is being tarred and feathered. It's being demonized. It's being prepared to be framed for staged terror attacks in America. And Glenn Beck knows this before he left Fox News. He said it. They're going to stage terror attacks and blame the liberty movement. That's why I think there's good in Glenn Beck, because sometimes he really tells the truth, and he is charismatic when he does. When he's lying and stuff, he's real disjointed and creepy. And Glenn, you know that. And don't think kissing up to him so you can keep your $300 million or whatever. When the globalists, from all your ghostwritten books and all the rest of it, and the science of getting money from your listeners, which is fine if it wasn't only about that. If it was about funding the liberty, that'd be one thing. But if it's about dominating and controlling everyone and bullying everyone that you're God and you're the Messiah, that's not good, Glenn. But the long and short of it is this. He knows that they're getting ready to stage stuff and blame it on the Tea Party to shut the Tea Party down. The Republican and Democratic leadership have decided to do that. You can see the tea leaves. They're as clear as day. And so he's making his decision to say, I don't care if none of you listen to me again. I'm not going to be for violence with Alex Jones. So at the same time, he's framing the major libertarian constitutional Tea Party that Ron Paul and myself started 7-8 years ago, that the Republicans tried to take over and failed to take over. It's the grassroots opposition. It's the biggest manifestation of that. So they call it racist, so minorities don't feel like they can be part of it. To be a minority is to be anti-gun and to live in a slum. That's what the Democrats say. You know, I thought it was to own your own business and be successful and be independent and to be judged by what you produce and what you stand for, not what color you are. So they don't want us to come together. They've said all over the news that we just showed an article on screen for TV viewers that I was behind the Boston bombing and I'm deeply racist. MSNBC blames Boston bombing on deeply racist Alex Jones. Zero proof. They had the former head of the Republican Party steal on to agree with them. The power structure, it isn't just Harry Reid and land grabs. The Republican leadership's involved as well. I mean, John McCain was part of the Keating Five. They have taken over. They have secured their criminal gains, and now they want to secure it for the future, and they want to start a civil war to bloody the nose of gun owners and to demonize us with staged terror attacks on children. You can guarantee that's going to happen. It's going to be scripted. To then once and for all make us shut up and go away. I have looked at every angle of this. It doesn't matter if you chop little kids' heads off on TV and have a computer-generated Alex Jones doing it. No one's buying it. Everybody knows the score now. The message has been sent. The jig is up. You're wide open. You're not doing this in the dark, hiding your hand. You can, you know, work against your fellow man in the dark only so long. And so I want to tell the power structure, do not stage the terror attacks. Do not blame it on us. And Glenn, you ought to know that if this new world order comes in, they're going to come after you. They're not going to leave you there. You're not going to be left alone now because you're so scared because all your FBI advisors are telling you come in. They live in that same culture of being afraid and compromising and doing what they're told all day and rationalizing. And so you've basically become and joined. I mean, I can already see it on record, your admissions of being run by the FBI. And, you know, the five FBI retired guys, oh, yeah, retired in quotes, you know, the five retired FBI Mormons that all stand around you and tell you what to do and advise you and all the rest of this. The whole thing you're doing is an FBI program. Just like Breitbart has an FBI asset out today, Brandon Darby, saying that I have made up Harry Reid's connection to the Chinese and the solar farm that we're going to debunk in a moment. So, Glenn, I just want you to understand, I know your entire operation, I know everything about you. You just don't think that you're the only one that has intel and information, right? I mean, you think everybody around you really likes what they're seeing going on? You think your own people really like it? I know all about you, Glenn. All right? And I understand that's why you're scared of me. Now, you know who I work for? You know who I'm an agent of? Freedom. Justice. A future. Stopping the tyrants. The tyrants aren't going to give us quarter, Glenn. We've got to break with them. And I agree, we don't want to start a shooting war. We want to do whatever we can to stop that. I don't like the folks calling for a shooting war. Offensively. But, Glenn, if we cower and just, quote, get in our houses and, quote, don't follow the Constitution because it's not our religion. He says, that's not the religion now. No, the religion is God. Well, who defines that God? It certainly isn't you. So here's Glenn Beck implying that I, Alex Jones, am calling for offensive violence when I'm calling for the opposite. And you know that, but his audience isn't some of the same people. A lot of it is. And so they believe now. He's slandering, defiling, defaming me to millions, tens of millions of people on stations I'm on. From Tennessee to Texas, from California to New York. They're hearing Alex Jones, man, he wants violence. He's Malcolm X. And, well, Glenn Beck says he's Martin Luther King. Actually, Malcolm X was not for offensive violence. And by the end of his life, he was no longer a racist and was no longer anti-white and realized that whites weren't inherently evil. Nobody was inherently evil because of their race or their color. And that's why they killed him. So, again, it's another slander on Malcolm X. If you actually know what Malcolm X actually said. So let's go ahead now and go to Glenn Beck. We're going to skip this network break. This is so important. Here he is.
Whole thing is critical. And no one will tell that story. We must tell that story. And not for cover, not for anything else, but because it's right. You know, I've said, you've got to be that person when people are saying, come over here, come over here, come over here. That's going to happen soon. The government is going to say, come to us, even stronger than they are. The Alex Jones people are going to say, come to us, because we'll free you from that. And we have to be saying, don't do either. Don't. Stay with God.
Stay right here.
Stay with God. Stay peaceful. Stay kind. Help people. Be charitable. It's going to get ugly.
And by the way, that is a direct neuro-linguistic. People kept asking about this years ago, so I went and looked into it, read about it, studied it. He's like, don't be with Alex Jones, be with the government, be with God. And he pulls his hands into him. Be with God, be with Glenn Beck. And then he goes on, there's like an hour of this, saying that the Constitution's not God, it's actually bad, pretty much. And you just got to submit Romans 13. And I guess just get hauled off of the FEMA camp. That doesn't exist, but they've publicly built. So this was this morning on the radio where it goes further. And again, the full tape is they want violence, and then that's the Alex Jones group. Yes, I want violence, just like I want to have nuclear war with Russia, which he's been pushing lately. It's just getting so crazy, ladies and gentlemen, when you know what you're hearing is literally FBI scripting, and the guy's names on it are FBI assets. I mean, they have FBI assets writing articles saying I'm lying to people, Brandon Darby in Breitbart. I mean, that's how scared they are. Because you know what? If Harry Reid goes down for his Chinese dealings, and he should, a bunch of Republicans are too. Yeah, let's get rid of all these old blue bloods. Let's get rid of all of them with the corruption and try to create some fairness in this country. Because there's nothing going to be left if we don't. Now, let's go to the next clip. This is Glenn on his radio show this morning.
they think, oh, well, you know, this will start a revolution, and then we'll have a glorious revolution, and we'll get our country back.
How do you think that works?
I don't get that.
No idea.
I think that works.
You're using the analogy as evidenced by their hashtag American Spring.
We've had the luxury of being one.
We've been putting out American Spring as a, because a lot of Republican groups have been doing that, but we're saying it's an idea. It's plant a garden, get involved, take over your city council politically, run for office, promote our ideas, expose the globalist. But see, it comes up. I want a violent revolution, folks. He's now saying the violent group is the Alex Jones side. No, that's a bunch of government informants leading a lot of well-meaning hayseeds into a setup. And I've said that. Let's go back. See, that's why they hate me so much, folks, because I expose the entire paradigm. All the sides of it where you can decide. Let's go back to it.
Decent movement. We have been together and we have gathered together. And there have been those who believe...
Hear the programming. We are together. We have gathered together. I was reading a Special Forces thing from Vietnam, psych warfare manual. It was declassified. And it tells them how to say, you are with me. I am with you. We are. I mean, it's just he talks in that NPR voice. And did you know? I mean, literally talking and lecturing his audience. I'm just putting my cards on the table here. Let's go back to it.
Values and principles and God. And then there are those others that have wanted revolution.
Hit pause. Yeah, values, principles, and God. We're standing up saying we're in a political revolution, and if they attack us, we'll defend ourselves for values, principles, and God. But see, those don't belong to you. They belong to him. He's Moses on the mountain. It comes out of him. Yes, Shan? Values, principles, God. You know, don't be aggressive. Stand down. Get aggressive. Say we're standing our ground. You're the devil. Let's go back to it.
Long time. And... they've kind of come together, and they've been lumped together because everybody's been peaceful. Well, now push comes to shove, and you're going to start separating the good from the bad. You're going to have...
Let's hit pause. You're going to have the government bomb another federal building with a daycare center. And it doesn't matter. We have the names of who did it. They'll just blame us. And then he'll say, see, I told you I'm not with them. His FBI handlers are telling him, you need to separate yourselves from these people because something's coming. And he's going to point his finger and say, I told you Alex Jones and his group was causing this. And MSNBC is already saying Alex Jones is going to cause bombings. And Media Matters, White House run, they're all saying with the same voice, Alex Jones is the bad man. And you see, when it all comes down, we all know who to blame, don't we? What's his name? A-L-E. X-J-O-N-E-S. What does it spell? Terrorist Texan. Man that wanted violence. You don't want to be with those that want violence, Alex Jones, that are offering you freedom. I'm not offering freedom. I'm saying stand up, get involved, do whatever you think. Let's just wake up. Let's get involved. Let's say no. We're close to winning. Support Rand Paul, Ted Cruz. No. I'm wanting violence revolution. And then the government, don't join them. Just stand down, which is joining them. Do nothing like you've always done. Any action, saying no to a free speech zone, is terrorism. You go get in your free speech zone or we'll Tiananmen square your butt. And if anybody stands up when a tank's rolling over you, you're a terrorist. And Moses, with his Moses hair, why, he will order God to have the ground open up and swallow you up because, you know, everybody knows on Easter who goes and gives the big speeches at the Washington Monument. I mean, we all know, you know, the man of God who's got all the answers, and you go to him, and that's it. He sits on the throne, speaks ex cathedra. Now, let's go ahead and go. Back to it. Here it is.
The Martin Luther King and the Malcolm X movement. You're going to have both of them. And so you have to decide which one of those are you. Are you the Malcolm X and the Malcolm X side? Or are you the Martin Luther King side?
I'm both.
I'm on the Martin Luther King side. Because that's the winning side. Malcolm X, just think about this. the people that you're dealing with, is there any doubt? I mean, I hate to be cryptic, but I'm not going to give these guys any more press. But the guys that are really behind a lot of this really bad stuff.
Alex Jones.
Stu, any doubt in your mind if there was a glorious revolution, they would set up some kangaroo court and they would try people like you and me and Pat and Jeffy, and we would be tried for being betraying the revolution?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a doubt that there'd be a trial.
Pause again. I've always called for due process. I've called for no violence against Obama. I've called for grand juries and juries and states and the Congress to impeach Obama. And now I want to kill Glenn Beck. I mean, that's what he's saying. We want to try him in a secret court and then off of their heads. While they set up the NDAA, Homeland Security, the Patriot Act, and say they're preparing to do that to the Tea Party, to the Liberty Movement, and we're like, we want to be peaceful, we want the government to stand down, do the right thing, but we got to get armed to protect ourselves. And then his response is, Stu, that's like a five-year-old thing. Like, isn't it true that, you know, such and such is a bad person? Isn't it true that they would just try us without trials and set up a dictatorship? That's why I've been against the violent revolution, because it can turn into that. I mean, literally, to hear someone take everything I stand for and turn it on its head, and to know that he's got a whole group of people that watch our show and rip all our stories off and don't give us credit and do all that, but his people listen and like the show, that's why they send us stuff behind the scenes and apologize. And he'll run around trying to find out who that is. It's like half your people, dumbass. They listen to the show, and they don't like hearing your garbage. They know I'm good. They know I'm not against you. They know I care. They know I don't want a violent revolution. And they know you're a big, fat cult leader liar. It makes me really angry. This is the kind of stuff being put out. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. I mean, these are people who are very dangerous. We've had run-ins with them before. They're very dangerous. And they're wildly entangled and involved in this. I don't think the Bundys know. I really don't. I don't think they have any clue of some of the people that are there. Most of the people that are there are good. I mean, we've talked to several of them on the phone.
All right, I don't want to hear any more. I know there's a bunch of other stuff. Is there more I should play? It's very hard listening to this. So again, if you just tuned in, he earlier says Alex Jones is this group. I'm just all those people. If some plant comes or some schizophrenic shows up and shoots somebody, that's going to happen in a volatile country melting down in a depression. There'll be real stuff that happens. Well, it's all been cast. Glenn Beck tried to stop it. Alex Jones caused it. Sorry, buddy. We've got all the clips where I've exposed everything. It's all on record. You're not going to frame me. Just like the Southern Poverty Law Center, within 2 hours of a drunk Marine Corps wash-up who had two pit bulls and his mother tried to kick him out and he slapped her around, and the cops came and he shot three of them. And within 2 hours, Richard Poplawski, they had it on the news that he did it for me. Within 2 hours, off his computer. Turned out he was a white supremacist calling for my death, stalking me online for 2 years, all over the websites and attacking me. And we found all of it, and it was admitted they had to retract. Now, why within 2 hours of three cops getting shot in Pittsburgh would they be blaming Alex Jones? Why would they blame me for the Boston bombing? Why would they do all this? Because, folks, they know I've got their whole plan. I see them. I got the sunglasses on. Rowdy Piper's listening. Like, have you guys made a promo yet with Rowdy Piper when he's on the show? It's just at the end of it. We need a They Live promo. I mean, look, you can't stop the signal. It's already out. I've already said everything. I've already put out the scenarios. I win. So, do whatever you got to do. Play your hand. Because I'm not backing down. My ancestors didn't back down. I don't know how to back down. Quite frankly, I'm excited about all this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here, an electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution, the new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family, and it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.